2 years after similar bills passed the body but failed in the Senate, the House will be voting on gun legislation designed to expand background checks on firearms purchases.
We don't want to take away people's guns. We know you use guns for recreation, for hunting, for target shooting, but that doesn't mean that people who shouldn't have guns can go out and use them in our streets as weapons of war.
The bills moving through the House are designed to extend current federal background check requirements to gun shows and private sales, and also include a proposal from South Carolina Representative James Clyburn to close the so-called Charleston loophole, so named for the killing of 9 people at the Mother Emanuel Church in 2015, which allows firearms purchases to proceed if a background check hasn't been completed after 3 days.
Those two bills today are bad bills. They're bad for Americans. They do not impact crime. Those who would intend to commit crime with a firearm will pay zero attention.
It is a familiar back and forth on Capitol Hill, but now that Democrats control the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that these bills will receive a vote in that body should they pass the House.
It has not changed too much because where the NRA was lacking, there's other entities and groups that have stepped in to help carry on the fight.
Jonathan Solomon is CEO of Redstone Firearms in Burbank, California.
Those who are using gun shows and private party sales are going to now have to basically be part of the NICS system.
NICS is the National Instant Criminal Background Systems, through which all of those sales will have to be cleared.
I'm a gun owner. I believe you respect the rights of gun owners, but there's also a responsibility if you're a gun owner to help prevent violence unnecessarily.
As optimistic as Democrats may be, they will still need to reach 60 votes in an evenly divided Senate to make change. Michael Schur, News Nation, Burbank, California.